it often takes more than just medication to treat mental illness. People with schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression also may need therapy and assistance with daily living.
One method of treatment combines all those elements. It's called assertive community treatment, or ACT. That has changed the life of 43-year-old Cindy Mead, who suffers from severe depression and other problems.
We now hear her story, but first, a word of caution. Parts of this story may be disturbing to some listeners.
How are your plants? Your roses?
Good, good.
Your rose bushes?
Yeah, I went yesterday and bought some mulch and...
Every Wednesday morning, a caseworker picks Cindy Mead up from her house and takes her to a therapy appointment at a place called Pacific Clinics. Cindy chats easily with her caseworker, with fellow clients at the clinic, with me. But she says when she first started with this assertive community treatment program, she didn't talk to anyone.
I just isolated myself and I was afraid of people in general, you know, and didn't think anybody cared.
Cindy suffered physical and sexual abuse throughout her childhood and battled addiction to drugs and alcohol. Deep white scars line Cindy's tanned arms and throat. They mark the places where she used to burn and cut herself.
I have had so much pain swell my heart. I felt the only way that I could continue breathing is to let some of that out. I thought, well, if I cut, then I would release some of that pain and suffering.
Cindy says it was only after she came to this ACT program that she learned how to deal with pain without hurting herself. That's because there was an entire team of caseworkers and therapists working with her. When Cindy was afraid to go outside, someone would come to her house. When she didn't feel up to a doctor's appointment or an AA meeting, someone would come and drive her there. Eventually, when Cindy became confident enough to drive on her own, her therapist taught her how to get to the clinic by letting Cindy follow her.
One day she did it like 4 or 5 times, you know, until I got the hang of exactly what markers I would make out there on the streets, you know, to identify where I'm at. She gave me so much confidence that I could do this on my own.
The assertive community treatment approach has been helping people like Cindy for nearly 40 years. Elizabeth Edgars of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says the idea began in the early 1970s when many state hospitals began discharging mental health patients. She says hospitals would try to prep them for life outside.
There would be, you know, stoves and refrigerators and a mock living room and that kind of thing. And folks would, as a group, prepare meals for, you know, 5 or 10 people.
But Edgar says once these patients actually got into the community, they found themselves cooking for 1 instead of for 10, on gas stoves instead of the electric ones they'd trained on. They quickly got confused, ran into problems, and often wound up having to be hospitalized again. Meanwhile, a social worker at a state hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, was doing things a bit differently. She taught her discharged patients how to cook in their own homes, how to clean their clothes at the laundromat, and these patients wound up faring quite well. That, says Edgars, gave doctors an idea.
What if we moved the whole unit into Madison and we worked as a team, like on the ward in the hospital?
That assertive community treatment model, an interdisciplinary team available 24/7 in a real-world environment, now exists throughout the country. But providing one-on-one support round the clock can be expensive and time-consuming. Many cities and states just don't have the resources to support ACT programs.
This sort of service actually pays for itself oftentimes because the outcomes are so favorable.
Dr. Paul Arnes is with the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health. He says the ACT model is particularly well-suited for individuals who might otherwise wind up on the streets or in prison. He says in California, assertive community treatment programs have been highly successful.
For example, they reduced hospitalization days by over 50%, reduced homeless days by something like 2/3, 67 or 65%.
And he adds, keep in mind, each one of those numbers is a person, like ACT client Cindy Mead.
Today, I am self-mutilated, free of drugs for the last 4.5 years. I no longer isolate. I feel safe in the world. Without this clinic, I couldn't have become the person I am today, self-sufficient.
43-year-old Cindy Mead talking about her experience with assertive community treatment.